Okay, we were going to do Donald Skinner together, D-O-N-A-L-D-S-K-I-N-N-E-R. And his story is as follow. Donald is a, let's see. Seventy-eight-year-old gentleman. Let's see, 78-year-old gentleman with history of let's see, history of non-small cell lung cancer, stage 4B, whom presented to the emergency room with the symptoms of pulmonary embolus 3 weeks ago, period. Beginning of February, period, being 3 weeks ago, beginning of February, period. Patient had complained of significant weight loss, but no fever or chills, loss of appetite, cough, congestion, where his PCP treated him with a Medrol dose pack and the steroid injection with improvement. Initially and then subsequent return of his symptoms, period. He also had history of urinary retention because of prostate issue and has had no nausea or vomiting, period. New paragraph, subsequently, he was diagnosed with pulmonary embolus and a lung mass. Biopsy showed poorly differentiated adenocarcinoma. Staging was done with the help of PET scan, period. Patient subsequently was found to have widespread metastasis, including to the brain, liver, adrenal, and bone. Period. Patient had a portacath and was placed on dexamethasone Keppra per trial requirements. Was started on trial. This put was started on trial for on AVANZAR. Period. Patient. Had minimal response to the point that he has become more short of breath in pain, has become bedbound, has a KPS score of 30%, developed hypercalcemia, requiring pain medication, protein, calorie, malnutrition, weight loss, very little appetite, albumin has dipped down to 3, total protein at 5. With the increased liver function test consistent with the hepatic liver metastasis, period. Given patients very aggressive and fast-moving cancer and current findings, patient very much has less than 6 months to live and is very much hospice appropriate. Thank you.